a special remix version.
Yeah, that's 2-for-1 Toto all day. I think that's what happens when CDs get...
Oh, this is my favorite part.
Is it? Is it the rap version?
You're right.
You're so hip-hop.
I know.
It happens to the best of us.
They found us out. It's not a live band in studio.
It's
they now know it.
Oxidation of CD.
Uh-huh.
That's a demonstration.
Right.
We're talking about parental controls and the fact that if you did not see the Dateline NBC To Catch a Predator 3 special last weekend, it is available on their website. Highly, highly recommend if you are a parent of a child of any age that has any reason to be anywhere near the internet, you need to watch this full 2-hour deal, and they've got it all chopped up into little videos at the Dateline website. To really understand, I mean, what was amazing, in 3 days, 51 different men came to a house in Riverside, California with the express intent to have sex with a 12 or 13-year-old child because the parents weren't going to be there.
And this was rabbis, school teachers?
No, the rabbi, the one was from the second one, when they did the To Catch a Predator 2.
Isn't it the same?
It's
but they
same
had a
thing.
But they had a school teacher in this latest roundup. They had a school teacher. They had a gentleman that was part of the
police force, something.
No, the
firefighter.
No. The Homeland Security.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, it was all over the place. But these people showed up with booze and condoms, and they knew. I mean, it wasn't like there was. Oh, I didn't know you were 12 or 13. The transcripts made it very clear, and the people at Perverted Justice who were posing as these individuals made it very clear in the chat that you know, I'm 12, I'm 13.
And some of these guys were so matter-of-fact about it.
And they had pictures up of, you know, they used
sure.
pictures from people when they were 12 and 13 as the picture for that profile.
Which clearly showed that they were underage.
Yeah, oh no, there was no question. And these people were sending... With their live cam, they were pulling their pants down to send who they knew these people were 12 and 13 years old, and they would send pictures of themselves exposed. I mean, these people are sick. They need help. By the way, if you're out there and you're one of those sickos, get some help, because we're coming after you. Or at least NBC is.
My boy would say, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
You know, I'm a perfect example of someone who got in. I was a kid who got in on the ground floor of the internet. Parents had no idea what the internet was, how to use it, how to use a computer. I was able to do whatever I wanted.
Now, that's how you got so screwed up.
No, yeah. luckily, Predators, I don't think, had really caught on because it was so early on. But you know, I managed to.
Well, there weren't as many tools that made it so easy for them. It was a little more difficult to figure out where you were. It's
right.
Real easy now.
Well, we didn't have every house connected with high-speed internet and people having 3 and 4 computers in their homes and fairly limited access.
Well, we didn't have these gathering pools, though. We have these little oases all over the internet where the predators know exactly where the kids are. And there's no guessing. There's no trying to find a chat room or trying... Hey, 5 minutes. They've got millions of teens at their... or even minor children at their disposal. These online gaming sites, another place where they can get, you know, don't just assume because they're playing checkers online. Isn't that sweet? Well, guess what? There's a whole chat component now to all these games. Are you watching to see what your kids are saying and doing and talking about in those chat rooms? You would be amazed what goes on in these little gaming chat rooms.
And it's a shame because, I mean, there's so much good potential there.
Hey, listen.
Being able to connect to people.
The kids can handle it if they're properly educated and given the tools on what to do and how to handle it when it happens.
Right.
It's when they have to figure it out on their own with no supervision and no parental input. That's when things can go sideways. And I'm telling you, communication, spending time with your kids on the internet, it's the only way it's going to happen. I hear it all the time, there's just no time. You've got to make time. If you're going to allow the internet to be in your home, mom and dad, you've got to take the time and you've got to engage your kids or you're going to be in trouble. And now that I've taken all of your time, Geek Speak of the Week, real quick.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week.
What is it?
Puddle fishing.
What the heck's puddle fishing?
Well, it's a phishing scam that is targeted at a small company. It's a new technique being employed against community banks which are the puddle, since they are smaller target than has been off the fisher's radar.
So instead of getting the from eBay or from PayPal phishing scam, it's going to be a phishing scam from some little regional
credit union, something like that.
Puddle fishing.
Large banks have educated their consumers a lot better.
Puddle fishing.
And with that, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to have somebody from the folks at iSafe to give you even more information on how to keep yourself protected out there on the internet.
You folks that are on hold, just sit tight. We appreciate you hanging out there. Thanks for being patient. We're going to get to you very, very quickly here. It is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR, back in like a flash.